It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words embark. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope.
Yeah, welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. So if you're ready with me, I want you to grab your Bibles, your notepad, and your pen. Let us dive into the Word of God. But before we do that, I want to welcome some special people in our midst. Those are the people who are joining us for the very first time. I'm wondering what we are doing here. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and is that time of the day where we get to share the Word of God together. It's like our own personal devotion. So I want you to join us, connect with us in the spirit. You are not here by mere coincidence. This is a divine orchestration. The Lord wants you to be here. So you are highly welcome. So if you are here, you are burdened, you are depressed, you are lost, and you have lots of questions on your mind, this is the time that God wants to speak to you, and he wants to speak to that situation that you are passing through. So I want you to connect with us. But if you've been frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So share the link, and let everybody you know be on this platform. You might just be saving somebody this morning with the word that they'll be hearing this morning. So if you're ready with me, let's go into the Word of God. But before we do that, you know what we do. Before we dive into the Word of God, we thank God. For a brand new day, today is October 15, 2024, the 15th day in the month of October 2024, and we just must show gratitude to God. This is already half of the month, and the Lord has been the one preserving us. We are rounding up the year, and what better way to appreciate God than to thank him? We cannot give him silver, we cannot give him gold. This is the best way we can. Even if you give him all the money in the world, it will not still be enough to thank him. So let's express our gratitude this morning unto you, immortal, invisible Lord. We want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic, wisdom. Today, like I said, is Tuesday, October 15, 2024, and we'll be looking at a topic, wisdom. Our hymn today is hymn 3 from our Open Heaven Manual, Ancient Words. Our Bible in one here will be taken from Mark chapter 8 to chapter 9. Our memory verse today is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, one of my favorite Bible passages. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, and exactly one of my favorite verses. Let's take it together. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy gettings, get understanding. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Our Bible reading today will be taken from Proverbs chapter 1, from verse 22 to 33. Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 20 till 33. From verse 20, it says, wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses. And the openings of the gates in the city, she speaks her word. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scornings, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you, because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hands and no one regarded, because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terrors come. When your terrors come like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you. When they call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whosoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, today's memory verse says that in everything you get, you must get wisdom. In other words, wisdom is the most important thing you can get. More interestingly, the Bible reading for today tells us that wisdom is crying in the streets. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 20. Wisdom cries without. She uttereth a voice in the streets. The manual continues to say, unfortunately, many people ignore the cry of wisdom and are not interested in her. People who do not heed to the cry of wisdom usually suffer the consequences of being foolish, and it may be too late by the time they realize it. For people who will let wisdom pour out her spirit on them and teach them her words, she always makes herself available and they are tremendously blessed for it. I am sure you're asking yourself, how can I get wisdom? The book of Psalm 111 verse 10 says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you want to be wise, the place to start from is to fear God and to prove that you fear him. In the book of Proverbs chapter 16 verse 6 says that the fear of the Lord is to depart from evil. Every time people commit sin, they are simply displaying foolishness. The book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 20 to 22 says that it is God who gives wisdom to the wise. If a fellow does not have a relationship with God, he or she cannot get wisdom. The book of James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. The way to get wisdom is to first fear God and then simply ask him for wisdom. It is as simple as that. Now, because wisdom is the correct application of knowledge, the limit to your wisdom will be how limited you are in knowledge. As you ask God for wisdom, you must also increase in knowledge so that you will keep increasing in wisdom. This is why I'm always reading books. I want to learn something new every day, even if I have to ask someone to teach me. Beloved, wisdom indeed is the principal thing. Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God, like we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. And you must accept him as your Lord and Savior if you want to be wise. Today's Open Heaven comes at a prayer point that says, Father, please give me wisdom. This is a prayer you need to pray diligently. Father, please give me wisdom. I would need wisdom. I need wisdom, Lord. This was one important prayer point that Solomon made. Father, please give me wisdom. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Another prayer I would like to introduce to you is for as many who has not taken the opportunity to give their lives to Christ. If you are still in the phase of contemplation, you are still thinking about whether you should give your life to Christ, this is another opportunity. Oh, you've gone far from your relationship with God. This is one opportunity you need to restore that relationship. I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you because I am a sinner. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I know that you are the Son of God and that you died to save me. I ask that that blood that you shed on the cross of Calvary washes me clean. Accept me as your own. Father, I release my heart to you. Make my heart your dwelling place from now till eternity in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for taking this prayer with me, but this is not the final step. That is just one of the steps you need to take to restore your relationship with God. I want to congratulate you for this very bold step you have taken. If you want to pursue this relationship with God and expand your wisdom horizon, what you need to do is to find a gathering of brethren with like minds, where you'll be able to learn the undiluted word of God. So I want you to locate any Bible-believing church around you and begin to fellowship with them. Engage and discover the depth of God. If you have a difficulty finding one, you can reach out to us on Instagram, praisepalaceradio_UK, praisepalaceradio_UK. Send us a DM and we'll reach out to you right back. Thank you for joining us. And if you've listened to us and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, you like to release this wisdom into somebody today, you can do this by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to share, listen to, or download. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. Remember, like I always say on the show, you might just be saving a soul. So I want you to share this message today. Thank you for staying tuned. You can also listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile app, which is available on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. You will see radio station available for you. It has lots of varieties of show throughout the day, and it promises to be exciting, inspiring, and you just have a beautiful moment in the presence of God. So if you are even on the road, you can enjoy different types of shows through your journey. Thank you for staying tuned to hear my voice again. Do have a lovely day. Remain blessed. God bless you. Bye-bye. Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him.
If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.